The black market site Hydra is beheaded, Spring for Shell patches are available, and Cash App discloses a data breach. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morris, and this is ThreatWire for April 12th, 2022. This is your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. It sounds like Hydra has been defeated, or has it? Well, hopefully it has. Hydra Market is a Russian darknet market used to sell drugs, offer up stolen databases of information, set up hacking for hire contracts, and commit money laundering, among many other services. It's the world's largest darknet market with 19,000 registered sellers and about 17 million customer accounts, and it used a Bitcoin bank mixer, which helped users obfuscate cryptocurrency transactions so that they would be harder to track by law enforcement. Now, as such, no arrests have been made, but the Hydra platform was officially seized by German police, with 543 Bitcoin being confiscated in this process. This platform was popular among cyber criminals, with it being used to obfuscate transactions having to do with the Bitfinex exchange hack in 2016, along with the DarkSide ransomware group using it to launder money stolen in the Colonial Pipeline hack. This amount is about $25 million USD confirmed to be confiscated by law enforcement by the blockchain company Elliptic, who tracked 88 transactions for the 543 Bitcoin. Upon seizure, the Hydra website now states that the Federal Criminal Police Office, or the KBA, seized the site and marketplace through a coordinated effort by international law enforcement. This operation was conducted by the Central Office for Combating Cybercrime, or ZIT for short, over in Germany, plus the U.S. law enforcement. They have been investigating and working on this case since August of 2021. The U.S. Department of the Treasury's office also took steps to sanction Garantex, which is a cryptocurrency exchange which was linked to Hydra. The DOJ also sanctioned a Russian resident named Dmitry Pavlov for their involvement in administering the servers for Hydra. In addition, 100 cryptocurrency wallets were directly linked to Hydra, and they were published, and legal blockchain stakeholders should block these addresses from transacting, and any entity that holds 50% or more in assets held by sanctioned entities would be blocked and reported to OFAC. Now, this is a huge takedown by law enforcement of a major player in illegal activity, but that does not necessarily mean that a new one will not take its place. The Hydra platform exploded as a competitor to a previous marketplace, so it's likely we will see another one pop up to take its place as well. I previously mentioned via ThreatWire that the Spring framework in Java has a recently discovered vulnerability, which is being called Spring for Shell or Spring Shell. Now, to break this down, the Spring framework is commonly used as a lightweight open source framework. The flaw itself exists in the JDK version 9.0 and upwards, but only if the system it's installed on is also using Spring Framework versions 5.3.0 up to 5.3.17, 5.2.0 to 5.2.19 or earlier. If these specific versions are installed and the vulnerability is exploited, an attacker could remotely change the contents of a web server or an application. Spring for Shell is built into a lot of products, this vulnerability. So for example, Microsoft warned that it could be exploited via their Azure cloud services. VMware also warned that this also affects their Tanzu services, which are being used in container software and VMs. In Microsoft's case, a lot of variables have to be in place in order for an attacker to actually take advantage of the vulnerability, and the Spring framework has to be installed in a specific way in order to be vulnerable. So for example, the proof of concept exploit could be used via a Tomcat server through the logging module. Since this is a remote code execution attack, an attacker could craft malicious queries to a server running the vulnerable framework to create web shells in the root directory, but the app must be packaged within a standalone Tomcat instance as a Java web archive, but Spring Boot is often deployed as an embedded container or a reactive web server, and those are not impacted by the vulnerability. The vulnerability is tracked as CVE-2022-22965, and so far, Microsoft has confirmed that they have only seen a low volume of exploit attempts. So if successful, the flaw could give an attacker access to a web shell, allowing them to execute commands remotely. Other researchers have noted that attacks are occurring with more frequency. For example, Check Point researchers have seen about 16% of vulnerable organizations already targeted and about 37,000 attempts in the last week alone. Software vendors are most impacted, with about 28% of the total attacks targeting these types of industries. As of Friday, we also learned that the Mirai malware is being distributed via this exploit, meaning that infected devices could be used then for botnet-style DDoS attacks. Due to the rising stats showing multiple devices and companies being vulnerable to this issue, CISA posted a bulletin encouraging administrators to apply updates immediately to combat this flaw. In order to protect against Spring for Shell, admins should patch to Spring Framework version 5.3.18 and 5.2.2 and Spring Boot 2.5.12. Before I get started in story number three, I wanted to say a big shout out to my newest Hush Puppy Perk level patrons for sharing their fur baby photos and for the support. And a huge thank you to DJ Archangel and Thomas O for joining on the Alliance over at patreon.com/threatwire. I had so many stories to chat about today. So many of those have been included in this week's action alert, which is only available to the Patreon Alliance. So check that out if you are interested. Let's go ahead and finish out today's episode with my last top story about Cash App. Now, back in December, a former employee of Cash App downloaded internal reports from the business, even though they were no longer employed there. The owner of Cash App, which is called Block Inc., disclosed this data breach via a Form 8K SEC filing and by notifying 8.2 million customers, both current and former, that their full names and brokerage account numbers associated with the Cash App were exposed. Some of those customers also had their portfolio values, holdings, and potentially trading activity exposed as well. However, no social security numbers, login credentials, date of birth, addresses, or payment information like banking info was exposed in this breach. Customers outside the US were also not affected. This Form 8K SEC is a filing that happens with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Block Inc. stated in their April 4th filing that the breach occurred on December 10th, 2021. But why did it take them so long to file? Well, according to Block Inc., this breach was only recently discovered, and they had not disclosed exactly how this former employee had gained access to information from the company after they had left. A formal investigation is underway. Block Inc. has also told reporters that they know how the reports were accessed, and they don't expect for this breach to have a material impact on business operations or financial results. But it could have implications for the affected customers if this prior employee leaked this data to any kind of third parties. Hopefully, Block Inc. answers questions about how this former employee had access, because usually data is revoked. That access is revoked after a person leaves a company, or at least it should be. Hey, do you want to check out more tech videos from me? Check out my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/ShannonMorse for everything from tech reviews to security tutorials. And with that, do not forget to like and subscribe to Hack5. I'm Shannon Morse, and I'll see you on the internet.